Welcome to the MS Fitness Challenge podcast, your source of inspiring information concerning multiple sclerosis, fitness, and health. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people living with MS and fitness professionals worldwide on the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. I'm Maureen Manley, your host, exercise scientist, 30-year strong MS warrior, and director of integrated wellness here at the MS Fitness Challenge. Special guest today is Chris Reeler. Chris is an award-winning documentary filmmaker who is currently in production with a feature-length documentary about an MS warrior who spent a lifetime defying odds while impacting countless lives with joyous inspiration along the way. The film is titled Grace and the Great Divide, the Grace Raglan story. The film tells a story of the inspiring life of Grace Raglan, who at age 57 raced time and disease in a seemingly impossible pursuit when she entered the world's most epic mountain bike race, the grueling 2,800-mile Great Divide mountain bike race. The Great Divide route crisscrosses the Continental Divide starting in Banff, Canada, and finishes at the U.S.-Mexican border in Antelope Wells, New Mexico. The Great Divide would prove to be the defining adventure of Grace's life, but not for the reasons most would think. The story of Grace and the Great Divide is much more than what one would assume at first glance. It's a deep dive into self-perceptions, how we define our self-worth, the things we're running to, running from, and why. Chris is here to tell us more about the film. Chris, thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to talk with you about this amazing woman. And I guess I should first acknowledge that Grace was a dear friend of mine and a human being that so many people deeply admired and cherished and loved. And I know it's a big reason why this film is being made, because of how she touched so many lives. That leads me to my first question. You've done a lot of documentaries, even award-winning documentaries, and documentaries on epic sports and endurance races, and profiling riders and people doing amazing things on bikes and other things. But what made you want to do a film on Grace?
Yeah, we know we get that question a lot. It's funny. I think back to another film that I directed and produced, and that film was called Revival, the Sam Bush story, and it's about a pioneer in the music world and the bluegrass, kind of the progressive bluegrass world. And he was somebody that, you know, most people didn't know. Either they knew him, or you know, or it would be like, you know, I think I've heard that name, you know, that kind of thing. And but people would always ask, you know, why are you doing a film about Sam Bush? You know, he's not famous. And so it's, you know, at every film screening that we had on the independent film festival, I would typically introduce the film. And that's the first question I would ask, you know, it was like, you know, how, the first question being, you know, how many of you guys out there have heard of Sam Bush? And, you know, maybe a few people would raise their hands, and then I would say, I'm doing it for the rest of you. You know, and in the case of Grace Raglan, it's even a situation where, you know, basically no one in the world is going to know who she is outside of the cycling community, right? Mm-hmm. And she was beloved in the cycling community for sure, and because she was such an inspiration, and we can talk about why, you know, later. But Grace's story, I often say this when I'm you know, making social media post, is that you know, I typically say Grace's story deserves to be shared with the world, and I say that because for one, it's Grace is an unlikely hero, you know, and what I mean by unlikely hero is that she's like the rest of us, you know, she wasn't famous, she wasn't in a position to, you know, you would think she wasn't in a position to have all this influence on so many lives, yet she managed to do that. And I think when our heroes and the people who are the focus of our films are more relatable, and, you know, and we learn how they navigated these difficult parts of their lives, then I think we want to see, you know, how did their story end? You know, why were they you know, impactful, or why were they an inspiration? And Grace's story is so profound on a lot of different levels. And the film and how we unspool her story will get into those, you know, and it allows people to relate to Grace in different ways, you know, depending on what their own personal experience has been. Hope I didn't ramble too much there for you.
That's fantastic. So, you know, as you said, at first glance, you would think this was a film about a athlete with MS doing amazing things. And Grace was an athlete doing incredible things. I still say to this day, is Grace would like lasso an incredible dream, like, whoa, like something that was so outside of her comfort zone, but she would just say, okay, I'm going to do this. And she would pull it to her. She was incredible like that. And she would do whatever she needed to do to really find a way to make it happen. And so what I want our listeners to understand is this film is beyond, yes, she did that. And it's not just a sports film. And so you've done sports films before, other documentaries about some epic sports adventures. So what really pulled you beyond what you've already shared with us, like to not just make a film about Grace doing this epic Tour Divide? Because you could have made a great film about her doing that race. What pulled you to want to create a film that's broader than just that?
Well, I think it's a great question. One thing I think that's so striking about the opportunity that we have to tell Grace's story is sort of the adventure component of that, but not doing that in a conventional way. And here's what I mean. The Tour Divide, for those who don't know, is one of the that's the race that Grace did. It's the world's, probably the world's most grueling, longest mountain bike race, 2,800 miles from Banff, Canada to Mexico. And you're in the wilderness at times, and it's self-supported. So you got to make sure you have enough water and enough, nutrition and, things to eat and drink to support yourself. And the reason I'm sharing that is that part of Grace's story, in a way, it can kind of tell itself, but it becomes this visual, metaphor for how we unspool her life story, and when she's out there battling these hardships on route, trying to complete the Tour Divide, it gives us these interesting jumping off points about her personal story. And in a way, if this makes any sense to anyone, in a way, the route becomes a character. Okay. Mm. And it's almost in some ways, it can be a bit like a Greek chorus in how it echoes back on the narrative. Right. So, but here's a challenging part of that for us is that Grace didn't want to see people. She didn't want people to see her suffer. Every time, Grace did about 30 video journals, something like that, on Tour Divide. So she would, every other day or every day or so, she would make a video journal and she would post it, on social media.
And watched every one of them.
Yeah. You're right. And tell me this, did she ever complain? Did she ever say, I'm suffering? Did she ever say, oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. Did she?
She would explain what she did.
Right.
And you would question, how are you not complaining? How are you even standing? Yeah. How are you like, wait, you had to take everything off your bike and carry it up that mountain, then come back down for your bike and then ride the bike up there. And
yeah,
but she would smile. Real quick, this saying is the, it.
Exactly. And since you knew Grace, why don't you describe to the audience quickly what her voice was like, because it was very unique.
It will live with me forever. She had a Southern drawl and a very soft spoken and just this kind, gentle voice and demeaning about her, demeanor, kind, gentle demeanor. So it was so sweet. It was basically, you know, I would, in a nutshell, I call it this sweet Southern drawl that just saw the positive in everything.
It was
and
that.
So that's what you're seeing and that's what you're hearing.
But there was all of that, but there was also this sort of unique register, you know, it was higher at times,
yeah,
you know, than some of us would normally, you know, the register that some of us would, you know, most of us normally would speak in. And, but it's also uplifting. It was very endearing to her.
It was kind of like, it was the register kind of makes you sit up and listen. And then when you lean
like,
in, you hear this sweet Southern.
I can't
Southern,
do it, but I often tell people, it's like, you know, every video was like, hey, everybody, you know, I've just climbed, you know, 7,000 feet or whatever, you know, and, you know, she was just so optimistic, but it was just like, okay, wow, you're going to pay attention if Grace is talking. I didn't mean to get off on that tangent, but what I was trying to point out to listeners is that she never wanted to let anybody see her in pain or suffering. And this gets into answering your question. And, you know, Grace, the way in which, and she says it in her book, and for those of you who don't know, she, before Grace, you may have already picked up on this, but Grace is no longer with us. She passed away in 2020 from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And that becomes a very big part of the story. And I know, it's not like we're giving anything away. You can go on Google. You can look it up. This film isn't about whether she lives or she didn't. It's about how she navigated these difficult times in her life and sort of what she learned about herself and what we can all learn from her journey. But you know, you'd ask about the whole sports element and you know how this is different. And to bring that back around, and I could say it this way, you know. A lot of times people are, you know, especially in sports, we're kind of defined by what we're, you know, the races we're winning, right?
Right.
Or how what we're doing on a bike. And Grace had this, and she says it in her book, the book, by the way, she wrote a book before she passed away, and it's called Divide by One. It came out a few months before she passed away. And in the book, Grace wrote something very interesting. It took me a while to piece it together, but it's a long passage in the book, and it's about sort of the physics and the sort of the beauty of the physics that are involved when you ride a bike, okay, and the things that propel you down a trail or down a road. And she was saying that she would never understand all of that, you know, the science behind it or the physics behind it. But she, in saying that, she says, riding a bike had become the thing through which she measured the value of her life. And that's sort of a trap that we all fall into. And I don't even think when she wrote that, she realized that was wrong thinking, that was not how she should define her life. She's not here for us to ask that question, and they never really explain it in the book. But so this story is about, you know, if you're an athlete or if you're really good at business or whatever, you may define yourself and find your self-worth in those accomplishments, but that's really not what it's about. And so that's what this film gets into. And it uses the sports element as this backdrop, this visual metaphor, you know, as this narrative spine that we unspool as we unspool her story and the different jumping off points that it gives us, whether she's pushing her bike up that mountain, you know, and she couldn't do it with all her bags, right? So she had to push the bike up and then go back down and carry her bags back up to the top of the mountain. But that would give us a jumping off point to tell something, you know, a personal part of her story in the documentary. So that's a long explanation answer to your question.
Beautiful, because this film is a much deeper dive into humanity. And you know what we're like I said earlier, what we're, you know, racing towards and racing against and all the reasons why. And anybody who knows Grace, anybody who knew Grace would say she was so much more than a bike racer. But boy, was she filled with such a passion for the sport and a passion for what she could do. She was always looking for something new just because of the experience. She just loved it. But she was so much more complex than just and deep and wonderful than just an incredible bike racer that she was.
Yeah, so, she wanted to find a way to, that was her mantra, right? Find a way. Find a way. And she wanted to pay it forward. She didn't, before you go to the next question, Grace didn't have a lot of material things. She did at one point in her life when she was married, and she left that. She walked away from that in this journey to kind of find herself. And that's what led her to mountain biking. She didn't discover mountain biking until she was, she had a little mountain bike, but she didn't really discover mountain biking until probably around 40, somewhere around that age. And then the first race that she enters, she wins. And it was a really difficult race too. Crazy. Yeah. It's called Snake Creek Gap. It's vicious. I've ridden it before. It's really tough. I can't imagine how she went out and won that, being her first race, but yeah, I didn't mean to derail you there, but I just wanted to add that to the conversation.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So in this depth that we're talking about of this film that you are creating about Grace, you've titled it Grace and the Great Divide. And for reasons beyond the obvious, it's not just the term Great Divide isn't just about the race. Can you tell us more about the title and why you chose it?
Yeah. So for those who don't know, the Great Divide Trail is the route, the mountain bike route. It's called the Great Divide. And the race that Grace did is called the Tour Divide. So the Tour Divide follows the Great Divide route. So the immediate sort of assumption would be, oh, okay, so yeah, Grace and the Great Divide, it's all about, she was on the Great Divide Trail. But so it's really, and it works for us on a number of levels, and it gets to the core of what this film is about. Grace had division in her personal life. And on the outside, I mean, it's funny, she's always, everyone's best friend. And every time I talk to someone about the film, it's always like, Grace was my best friend. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
true.
I heard that. She's the last person I talked to.
Wait a minute. How can she be your best friend when I'm your best friend? Yeah.
Right. So she hid a lot of personal things, the personal demons. She struggled with depression and she had, lost the thing over time after her divorce. Grace had lost the relationship that was most important in her life, and that was a relationship with her son. And this story is about how, call it God, call it the universe, call it what you will, conspired, came together, the stars aligned to give Grace a chance to heal this division in her life with her son. And, without giving away too much, it's all connected. The Tour Divide, why she did the race, healing the relationship with her son. And the clock was ticking. She was very sick. I met Grace back in 2009, and I had been fascinated by her story. I really wanted to tell it, for a long time. But our paths did not cross again until about 2017. And I had wanted to tell her story, again for a long time. And Grace and I actually got together and we talked about, maybe documenting her. This is when she was thinking about doing the Tour Divide. At that time, I didn't really know her true motivation for doing the Tour Divide. I just thought she was going to go out and be this first person with MS to complete the world's longest, toughest mountain bike race. And she had a different motivation for that. And we were looking at trying to do this in 2019. We met in 2017 to discuss it. And she was going to race it in 2019. And then a couple of weeks after that meeting, I get a message from a mutual friend that Grace has decided she can't wait. She said, quote, "Something is telling me I just need to do this now. I can't wait. I've got to do it now." And she was right. Grace, to look at her when she entered that race, it was like, I don't know how she's going to do this. I mean, her, if you look at the photos of her,
she's just 98 pounds and a 60 pound bike.
Yeah. And that's with, you know, the 60 pounds comes with, you know, loaded with supplies and all that. It's incredible. But I'm sharing all of that to say that there's nothing, I don't think there's a power stronger than a mother's love. Right. Mm-hmm. And Grace was on a quest to fix the past.
Right.
And time was ticking. And I think mother's intuition to see what was happening to her body, was informing that, you know, whatever, you know, that sort of innate thing that was driving that decision to go ahead and do the Tour Divide, and the opportunity that race was going to give her to fix her past with her son. So,
right.
I mean, it's go ahead.
Well, she took it on. So what you're saying is she was looking to do it in 2019 and chose to do it in 2018. Even though she had not done any of this type of racing before, she's basically doing a race while backpacking on a bicycle. She had done a lot of mountain biking, but not loaded down with sleeping equipment and cooking equipment and all the stuff that you need to do a day after day race like this.
Exactly. Yeah. She had no experience with bike packing, and that's what it's called. It's called bike packing for those who don't know. It was complete unknown. She had friends who were worried that she would even be able to do this. You had to be able to navigate in the wilderness by yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are grizzly bears and, you know, all sorts
riding
of
out there, cooking for yourself, sleeping with the bears. Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff that she was up against. And she talks about a lot of that in the book, but again, Grace always, you know, typically spends it with a, you know, oh, no problem. You know, she didn't want anybody to think that she was worried or that she was nervous and that, you know, there was any doubt at all.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Amazing. So where are you with production of this film now?
So we got started with production during COVID. After Grace passed away, you know, like I said, I had wanted to tell her story for a long time. And I was like, you know, that opportunity is gone now. You know, I was thinking, you know, and it's like her story deserved to be told. It wasn't because my motivation wasn't to do it for me. It was like, gosh, people, you know, I want people to know about Grace and her story. And so, you know, I approached her family and the co-writer of her book about the project, about doing a documentary and about licensing the book rights and about licensing, you know, Grace's story. And once I had a chance to share that and the motivation and the spirit behind it, they were like, yes, let's try to make this happen. And so we started production in the middle of COVID, but we were able to do that because we were shooting outside and able to follow, you know, protocol with safety stuff. And so we were able to get started, but it was still, you know, a slow process, right? Mm-hmm. Because of COVID and again, people's schedules and restrictions. And so we chipped away at it. And we're at a point now where I probably have around a third of the film shot. It's enough of the film that we've produced a teaser.
Right.
We've released that first film teaser. A teaser is kind of like a trailer, but not so much. I mean, you can do a little bit more with a teaser than you can in a traditional trailer. So it's about, you know, 3.5-4 minutes long, and it gives you a window into what this film's about, obviously, and what the story's about. And
I'll include that teaser in the show notes on the
awesome
podcast.
And so I, you know, I'm sharing that to say that you know, I believe so much in Grace's story that I just set out on my own, stepped out in faith that, okay, I'm going to get this thing to a point where we can get a pre-sale for this. But I'm going to have to put my own money in it, you know, to get it to that point, to show people what we really have here. So I did that, you know, for the past year and a half. But I'm at a point now where, you know, people were reaching out to me saying, hey, you know, can we do anything to help? And, you know, can we do something? You know, you're doing this on, you know, by yourself. And so they, you know, basically we sort of came to the decision to do a crowdfunding campaign. And so we started that about a month ago. It ends in about 2.5-3 weeks, I think. And so that's to just to infuse some production funds, mm-hmm. Sort of help us, you know, keep us, you know, going on down the production road. And it's not, I don't want people to think, if this campaign's not successful, that the film will never get made. I mean, we will get this film to the finish line, but you know, adding some production, you know, funds into the mix would be great. You know, I'm not, Jeff Bezos. You know, I'm not. I don't have infinite wealth. So, but it's an independent film project. We think, you know, this story is very strong, and we think once people see the production value and Grace's story, you know, how inspiring and how we can all sort of relate to it. You know, I think they'll see the potential in it. So we're
right,
hoping.
Right.
Yeah.
I love how, like, you took on the film, and then there's so many people that love Grace that, like you, are saying this story needs to be told. And if I'm correct in my understanding, it's like that's how the crowdfunding campaign really began. It's like we want to get involved too.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I understand you're
exactly.
Not asking people to fund the film.
Exactly.
It's more like you're allowing people to be involved.
Yeah. And it's not that we don't need it. I mean, we certainly, like, yes, it's great. I don't have to, you know, get into my own savings or whatever to do this, but it's just to get to the point where, you know, we can sell it. And that's what happened with my last film. You know, I've got several projects on Amazon, and so we have a good track record. But we got it to a point where an executive producer came on board and said, I love what you guys are doing. I love this, you know, this, I'm a Sam Bush, you know, fan. And they came on board and they financed the film. So yeah, that's how that stuff works. I mean, I think it's, you know, I can say this, if we want to try to sort of wrap things up, you know, in terms of, you know, when you and I talk about how this is a story that anybody can relate to, it's because there are so many elements of it that are relatable, whether it is dealing with relationships that are broken and how do we heal that, you know, disease, whether it's cancer or MS, you know, and how do we navigate it, right? And life can be messy, and people ask me, you know, why are you dealing, you know, what's to be gained from talking about the messy parts? And I tell them everything is to be gained from talking about the messy parts, because life is messy for all of us. And that's okay. And that's really what this film's about. It's about life is messy. If it hasn't been, it will be at some point. And it's how we navigate those messy parts. That's what defines us, and that's what defined Grace Ragland, is how she defined, and I mean how she navigated the messy parts and was able to grow from that. So that's when we think it's relatable, and people, like, you know, like you said, they've reached out. It's like, gosh, I want to be a part of this, you know, and we're like, that's awesome, thank you, you know, we're so grateful for that.
That's great. So other people that are learning about the film now, how can they are just learning about it, how can they learn more and get involved?
So they can go to our Facebook page, which is Grace and the Great Divide. Grace and the Great Divide. If you just search that, you'll find the Facebook page. On the Facebook page, there's lots of links to the crowdfunding campaign. The crowdfunding campaign is on a platform called Indiegogo. It's Indiegogo, Indiegogo. It's not like GoFundMe. With our platform, if you make a contribution of $50 or more, you get a gift. They call it a perk. So you can get her book. You can get a commemorative collection of a watercolor illustration artwork of Grace's bike and her Tour Divide race T-shirts, hats, biking gear. There's all sorts of things that you can get.
Yeah.
So we don't want people to think, okay, well, I'm just gonna, you know. I mean, it's great if you want to make a donation, but we want people to know how much we appreciate that. And so you're going to get a gift in return for, you know, making a contribution to helping us share Grace's story.
Great. I will have all those links on the podcast page and show notes. You'll find those links in the show notes and check them out. Check them out. I know that I got, I'm excited to get my Find a Way t-shirt. One of awesome. Grace's, I mean, I've heard her say it. It's just, and you know, golly, I could talk about Grace forever, but I will forever hear her saying all sorts of different things, but just find a way is a mantra that she lived by. She didn't just say it, and not only with biking, but also with the healing that she was just driven to do in her life. She found a way, and it was a 2,800 mile bike race. And with one of them, just one of her many adventures. Yeah. Well, Chris, is there anything else you'd, as we close out, is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I love how you wrap that up, you know, find a way, you know, that was, she lived by that mantra. She also, another one was, to finish is to win. To finish is to win. Sometimes we think we have to be first, second, third, or whatever. But Grace also knew the value of just finishing a race, finishing a project, finishing an effort. You know, so find a way to finish is to win. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful things that Grace has left us with, and we hope we're able to share her story with as many people as possible.
Yeah, and I know those words of guidance is guiding you and guiding all of us in getting this film to the finish line. So, Chris, thank you so much for all you're doing, and it is a story that needs to be told. And I'm so pleased that you are listening to that guidance in your heart and making this film happen. So, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a wrap for this episode. Remember, episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available to download on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way to support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the more impact we can have. As we close out, remember to visit msfitnesschallenge.org and check out all the great resources we have for you there. And be sure to get involved with the awesome MS Fitness Challenge Facebook group. To all those listening, to all the MS warriors, thank you for listening. Keep striving, keep believing, and together we can be stronger than MS.